Welcome to Storytime by Chava, Chapter 68, A Scholar in Secret. Baruch continued at his own pace along the path that he had begun to travel, his journey to discover the truth. As mentioned earlier, Baruch's parents had passed away within half a year of each other. He left home shortly afterwards at the young age of 14 and a half. He wandered from one place to the next, passing through towns and villages, learning Torah, and seeking Hashem. Wherever he went, he searched for Hashem. He looked for him among the Talmidei Chachamim, who sat day and night in the Batei Medrash, among the simple and honest Jewish workers, and in nature. The fact that Baruch had been orphaned when he was so young, and had then decided to move away from his sister Dvorah Leah, who later married the Lamdan Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, meant that he did not have the opportunity to discover much information about his own family. If he would have stayed with his sister just a little longer, he would have learned extremely important and fascinating facts. It is quite possible that this information would have helped him in his search for the most fitting way to serve Hashem. For example, he would have discovered that his own family had a deep connection with the leaders of the Nistarim. His sister had discovered all this information almost by chance. When she did learn it, it became fixed in her memory and heart, and she even wrote it down so that she would not forget. How she came to learn about her family roots is a story in itself. As a child, Dvorah Leah was a very gifted girl and was loving and caring in most special ways. She seemed to have been blessed with golden hands. She was successful in all that she did. Her fine qualities were noticeable even while she was very young. Anytime she had a free moment, Dvorah Leah would help her poor neighbors by offering to care for their children. She even showed concern for the goat her family kept in their yard so they could have a bit of milk each day. She treated the creature gently and lovingly, leading it to places with good quality grass to eat. Her father was Reb Zalman the Melamed. He found it difficult to earn enough money for his family to live on. Sometimes, there was not even enough food in the house, and the family would have to carefully split their precious last few pieces of bread. Every now and again, a poor man would knock on their door, begging for a coin. Needless to say, there were no extra coins in their home to give away, and they did not always have extra food to give the poor instead of money. However, Dvorah Leah would hand the poor man the small piece of bread that she had received for that day, leaving herself with nothing to eat. She did this secretly, so that the rest of her family would not notice. If her parents found out, they probably would not have let her starve herself in order to feed other hungry people. And that was not the only exceptional thing that Dvorah Leah did that her parents were not aware of. Next to their home lived a man known as Reb Noach the Melamed. He would sit in his yard with a group of young students and teach them Torah. Dvorah Leah would put her ear close to the window that faced into the yard and secretly listen as the teacher taught the boys. Slowly, by listening to the classes each day, Dvorah Leah was able to teach herself how to read and understand the psukim and chumash, as well as some of the davening. She became more knowledgeable as time went on, until she had learned the entire Tanakh. Why did Dvorah Leah have to learn in secret? Because her father, Reb Zalman, thought that women and girls had to devote all their energy to looking after the home and raising children and not learning Torah. Nevertheless, Dvorah Leah longed to learn Torah with all her heart. She wanted to know as many parts of Torah as she possibly could. One day, Dvorah Leah discovered that she was not alone in this matter. Her father had to travel to Vitebsk, and while he was gone, Dvorah Leah noticed her mother, Rachel, taking out a thick sefer from the shelves that held her father's svarim. Her mother sat down at a corner of the table that stood in the center of the room and began learning. Dvorah Leah recognized the sefer as one that her father would regularly learn from. It was from the set of Shas, those heavy books with large printed titles that read Talmud Bavli. Her mother quickly became lost in thought as she studied the sefer. Dvorlei was extremely surprised at the sight. Whenever her father was away, the same thing happened. Dvorlea, who was blessed with a clever mind and had by now managed to gain a lot of knowledge, was envious of her mother. Over time, Dvorlea found it too difficult to keep these feelings buried inside her heart any longer. One day, she burst into tears and then ran into another room so that she would not have to explain herself to her mother and cause her any pain. But it was too late. Her mother had noticed her daughter crying. She called after her. "What happened? Why are you crying, my dear daughter?" At first, Dvorlea did not want to say anything. Her mother encouraged her to share her feelings, and she eventually did. Dvorlea asked, "Why are only you allowed to learn Torah, but I am not?" Rachel hugged her daughter warmly and tried to calm her down. "My dear daughter," she began, "this is a lot more complicated than you might imagine. It has to do with our family roots. I don't remember if I ever told you about my father. Your grandfather was known as Rebaruch of Posen. Many people called him Rebaruch Batlin because he spent his entire life learning Torah and davening to Hashem. Your grandfather was a close follower of Rav Yael, the Baal Shem of Zamech, who was the leader of the Nestarim. The Baal Shem of Zamech had a very different opinion than most other rabbis. He said that women should also enjoy the knowledge of Torah, and girls should receive an education, not just the men and the boys. They should be taught Torah, but only according to the need and the ability of each individual woman or girl. Because your grandfather, my father, was a follower of the Baal Shem, he also thought that way. Your own father, on the other hand, was taught the opposite when he was young. According to his education, women and girls must not learn Torah at all. Since I was raised by Rebaruch HaPosen, I cannot stop myself from learning Torah. So what do? I learn only at certain times, as you can see for yourself, so that my learning will not cause any discord, any fighting in our home." Dvorlea looked at her mother and understood. She was most surprised to discover that her own grandfather was so close to the Nestarim and to the Mekubalim. After all, the Nestarim had led the entire Jewish people to be divided into two camps, those who admired them and those who hated them. She asked her mother to tell her more about her father, Dvorlea's grandfather, Rebaruch of Posen. Rachel closed her sefer and gently stroked her daughter's hair. The first story that she told her was about a truly amazing, almost unbelievable, event.